Yitzchak. And instead you have Disune adjoins Disune. You have Disune adjoins Disune. And this little one, which normally is in the middle, happens to be here, beneath the une. So he says, in Misadecho Chavarei, Chasir Unachas, Elo Shebeseibu Ume, Shebeisi Atzar, who is oblit of Delok Miune. So it's not located here, but it's located here. It's in the role of the Unes. But instead of being located here, as it usually is, as it normally is, so it's located here. So it's still shared. Afal pi shederach unes v'yesmuchet v'yezu. I mean, the usual thing is that it should be here, not here. So still it is shared. V'chano humo mafseket v'neyem. So it's shared. It's shared. So I mean the Bes Yosef passed me that. And why? Because just as we say in regard to an additional law, that if the additional law is in the line of the laws, so then it's not considered additional. It's not considered additional. So the same way, because it's situated in the line of the lobes. So melee, if you don't have an additional lobe, you have the same number of lobes, but instead of being located here, it's located here. But it's still located in the line of lobes. So it's also ksheo. So it's not considered chasid. So it's not considered chasid. So that's the Bes Yosef shita. And then he says, V'yei shnei agim lehatchiv b'chehai gavne ki kol ma shalemato min avrode mikre shaloi b'dor adune v'chehnei agim nesei. So in other words, so he says v'yei shnei agim mashma davke kam v'ayim taz v'shah, the course says. In other words, so why is the Ramon matriv? Because where is the une devrode? Where is the une devrode located? Right opposite. The Une Devrode is right opposite this lobe, the Una Arucha Vovo. Here you have Una Arucha Vovo, and this you have the Una Mtsois, and then you have the Una Mispatsalis. So now the Anunusa Devrode is opposite the Una Arucha Vovo. Now, if the Uno Emtzois happens to be located here, so that's beneath the position of the Aninusa Devrode. So that's not Midoradune. That's not Midoradune. So that's the reason as to why it is straight. But suppose now you have the Uno Hamispatzeles here. You have the Uno Hamispatzeles here. And then you have the Uno Emtzois, which is small. And suppose it would be inverted, and this Uno Emtzois, which is small, would be here, and then the Uno Mispatzeles would be between the small Une and the Uno Arucha Vovo. So then it would not be beneath the position of the Anenusa Devrode, then it would be Ksheo. Here is Matriv B'chehai Gavn. B'chehai Gavn. So in other words, because Shulmatem Navrode Mikra Shaloi B'dor Adune. But if there'll be any change, but it'll still be in the line of the low, of the lobes, and it will not be beneath the position of the Nusa Devrode. So then it is Midor Adune. And if it is Midor Adune, it's Ksheo. In kol advorim halolu amurim elu bebehimo v'chayo avol eif in l'chito cheneis ki behimo v'im yimtso ein lei minyen yodua ein l'chito cheneis ki behimo v'im yimtso ein lei minyen yodua. Alright, so that's all. Now, tomorrow, so we'll go over Lamed Vov and Lamed Zayin. We'd like to go over Simen Lamed Vov and Lamed Zayin in the Tur and in the Shulchan Aruch. First, discuss the Din Dramo, the Simen Lamed Hei, the Agoye, Sif and Sifches. Not in the Agoye and Sifei, and Sifei, and Sifei, not Sifes. The Din of Ramor, that if there is a pizza, in other words, a split of portion from the Reyeh, so then it's not Osir, because if the Me'acha Shiyesh Rigum Otach Tevonu Arbe in Rosi V'Nispare Kisho Yisar Esok Shev V'in L'Hach Shepitzu Kozeh Rak Mikab V'Hapitzu Munach Lagum Avo Mikamo Hapitzu Nifu Limato V'Sefer L'Nispare. So the Shach has the Kashe. Why does he say that? How can he say that Mikamo, so his bit of portion is Matri the Behemoth? But the halacha is that even by Yisaris Mikamo is kosher. So the Shach gives the teretz. Einoch namin Yisaris is kosher because it's very strong. So mele it's not as it is parik. Mashein came where it's a mere split of portion and pitzul. So then it's not so strong. So it's destined to be misparik, to become detached. So mele. So mainly straight. And then he says the Loiki Maram. The Maram says that this Ramo goes accord with the Shidas of Hashemim, the Balito, that he says Mikamo is straight. But in the Chaname, according to the Hashemim Ramo, that he says Mikamo is Kshero, so a pizza in split of portion could not be more homo than he says much. So I asked at first, what is the machlokes? And then I forgot to mention it. Now, so yesterday we said that from this Ramo it's mashma. That from this Ramo it's mashma. That he does not agree with the shita of the Rashbo, the Jewish Rashbo. The Rashbo says that the halacha of treifa nechayo does not apply to Yisaris. But it's a special halacha in Mishneh Sinai that yes, called yes, but it's chayik. So when it's a treifa of choser, so then it's in a chayik. But if it's a treifa of Yisaris, of yeser, so then it is chayik, but still it's chayik. So we explained that the Rashboshite, on one hand, that the Rashboshite is that in a chayik is an essential fact, but it's not the in a chayik per se that is matter the behemo. The inner chayo is the criterion whereby we determine as that a certain organic defect is a major organic defect. If it is chayo, then it's a minor organic defect. But if it's inner chayo, if it is fatal, so then it's a raya that the organic defect is a major organic defect. But what is matrif? Not the fact that it's fatal. The fact that it's a major organic defect. So Sinai tells us that wherever a certain diminution, a choser of an eiver, constitutes a major organic defect, so an excess, the excess of the same eiver, also constitutes a major organic defect. Organic defect. Now, so I said yesterday that it's mashma that this Ramo is not like the Jewish Rashbo. That this Ramo is not like the Jewish Ramo, and that this Ramo is like the Rambam. In other words, that the Inachayo is the basis. The Inachayo per se is the basis of the Shem Treifo. Not that the Inachayo is just descriptive of the major character of the organic divinity. Alright. Now, because if, since he, why does he, if the Ramoshit, this is what we said yesterday, if the Ramoshit had been like the Rashbo, that the Inochayo is only descriptive of the major, of the character of the organic defect, that it's a major defect, so Memela then, he should have explained it, he should have said that Pitzlo Reye, that is not matter in the behemoth. Why? Because the aloha of Kol Yesak in Otodome, is only shayach if it is a yeser of an eira. So if it is a nune, if we have an extra, if we have an additional oak, so then it has a yeser, a yeser as eira. But if it has just a pizza, a split of portion, and whenever it is inflated, whenever the lung is inflated, then this split of portion falls into the depression, so Mele doesn't have the tzure of Yesa, of Yisarasiva. So Mele, so if he had agreed with the sheet of the Rashbo, he could have explained without recourse to the fact that it's oscillatory spike. He could have said, after all, only why is Yesara Seiva Treifo? Because it has an additional Eva. But here it does not have an additional Eva. It doesn't have the Tzura and the Teah of a Nune. Just a Pitzu. Why does he have to explain it on the basis that it's not sinful Isparik? It's not Osir Isparik? So apparently he holds that the reason as to why Yisara Seiva is treifa through its aloha l'mishim Sinai, but aloha l'mishim Sinai itself is based upon the fact that it's natal omus. So that's why he says here it's not natal omus, because it's a neosikli sparik kishor yisaras. Shor yisaras is natal omus because it's osikli sparik, and then it will be completely nikubo. But this is not osikli sparik. Yeah. Now, I forgot to explain what is the machlekes between the Shach and the Maram Lublin. Now, the Maram Lublin says that this din of the Ramoh is only true what the Ramoh says, Avol Mitamo. Hapitzel Nefil Emato V'seifel Ispareik Treifo is only true according to the Rishenim, like the Baloyitu, that Yisaras Mikamo is Treifo, and a real additional law is Treifo. So Memele, a split of portion Mikamo could also be Treifo, but according to the Rambam, that the real additional load become more is not treifo, so a split of portion could not be more humble than a real yisaras. And the Shach says no, it could be, because the mitzias is different in regard to a real yisaras, so it's strong, so it's not possibly spark. Mashenke, a split of portion is not strong. So it is osidli spark. What's the machlekes? It's not mistaber that there is a machlekes in mitzias when it is osidli spark, not osidli spark. So there is apparently a certain machlekes in the lomdes, not in the mitzias. So I forgot to mention it. So what I meant was that apparently the Maram Lublin, he holds that that it's that the real the reason is why the reason is why Yisaris the reason is why Yisaris Eva is trefe. So it's not because it's not alone. It's not because it's not alone. But just the Aloch Lemish Misinai of Kogesek Notre Dame tells us the just is the chisorin of a certain eiver constitutes a major organic defect, so the excess of a certain eiver also constitutes this a major organic defect. So we couldn't say, in other words, like the Maram Lublin, so he assumed like the Rashi, or like Rashi, then it's certainly all right. I mean, if we say like Rashi, that the Tina Chayo is just a statistical accidental fact, it has no legal significance. It just happens that in the Chayo. So every treif is a treif because the Aloch L'Mishmi Sinai declares it's a treif. So the Aloch L'Mishmi Sinai says that certain Chaseira is a treif. And that called yes, I cannot hold on. So Mimele is according to Rashi and even according to the Rashbo that it is an essential fact. But it's not an essential fact per se. It's an essential fact because it determines that a certain organic defect is a major organic defect contrasted with a minor organic defect. So Mimele, it's not mistaber, it's not conceivable, the Maram Lublin says, that a real additional lobe is Ksheiro and just a pizza, a split of portion, which is not a real eiver, so it should be treif. So even if we say that in one case it's destined to be mispike, in another case it's not destined to be mispike, but this is not the important thing. The important question is whether it comes within the Aloch L'Mishmi Sinai, let's say according to Rashi, that Eina Chayo is just an accidental fact. So the important thing is whether it is listed in the Aloch L'Mishmi Sinai Estreif or not. What is listed in the Aloch L'Mishmi Sinai Estreif? What is listed in the Aloch L'Mishmi Sinai Estreif? So just a Chaseiras Eiver or Yiseres Eiver or Yiseres Eiver. So, but if it's not a Yiseres Eiver, so Mimele, why should it be treif? So Mimele, the Maram Lublin says, now, that according to the Rishenim, let's say like the Rambam, that an additional real eimer, mikabo, is not matri. So an additional eimer, Mikamo, does not come within the list of treifes. So how could a split of portion, an additional split of portion, which is less than the whole eiver, come within the list of treifes? Or according to Rashi, since it's not the chayo per se that makes it into a treifo, but this only determines that a certain defect is a major organic defect. So if, according to the Rambam, that even an additional lobe bikamo in front is not matrif, is not a major organic defect, so a split of portion should be a major organic defect. So this is the shite. Of course, according to Rashi, it's even better. I mean, than according to the Rashbo, but you can say it according to Rashbo. Even according to Rashbo. But whereas the Shach assumes like the Rabban
And it will be better if we say that the Rambam believes like Rashi. So according to Rashi, I mean, it's halacha mishmishinai. Certain makis make the behemoth into a tree. Certain makis make the behemoth into a tree. So mimele, what is mentioned? Let's say chasiras una, and yiseres una. So mimele, it's inconceivable that according to the Rambam, that yiseres uno, uno mamish, mikamo is not matrif, it does not come within the list, and a split of portion pizzo is mat. So according to Rashi, I mean, it would be much better if we say that the Marambam Lublin accords with the sheet of Rashi. That's why he says what he says. Mashein ke the Shach. So certainly, if the Shach agrees if the Shach does not even agree with the Rashi, does not even agree with the Rashi that he called Yesak not Udome, is not based upon in the Chayu. Is not in the Chayu. If we say that the Shach agrees with what we said, the Ramoshite is that Kol Yesek Notel Domi itself is based upon the fact that it's a Philomus. So Bimele, he explains it. So there is nothing wrong in saying, there is no inconsistency in saying that the real law, Mikamo, is not matriv because it's strong, so it's not osetli sparit, it's not sefalomus. Mashein kein a pizza is split of portion that is not so strong, it's sefalomus sparit, and then to become nikovo. So it is sefalomus. So mele is trefo. Now, someone pointed to me out yesterday after the shiur that this ramoho, we do not have to explain the Ramoh the way I explained it yesterday. I explained the Ramoh on the basis of the premise that Kol Yesak Inotel Dome itself is based upon the fact that in Ohio, not like the Chuvah Zarajah. So Bemele, the Ramoh says that if there is a split of portion, so it's not sinful isparik, so it's not sinful omus, so it's not trefo. But if the split of portion, the pizzu, is mikamo, so it's sinful isparik, so it is sinful omus. So mele, it is natal omus, so it is in trefo. This is how I explain the Ramo. In other words, the Ramo, I said yesterday, that Ramo apparently does not agree with the lomdes of the Rashi. Because if he had agreed with the lomdes of the Rashi, that Kol Yesak Notel Dome is chay, and still it is a treifo. So why is it a treifo? The answer is because it's not a nechayo per se that makes it into a treifo. But the Inechayo only determines that the organic defect is a major organic defect. So Mimele, the Halacha Mishmishinai, tells us that wherever a deficiency of a certain Eiver is a major defect, so an excess of the same Eiver is also a major defect. So then he wouldn't have to resort to the fact that it is that it's inosibly spark. So somebody pointed out that we can say that Ramo agrees with the Chuvah Zarajah, with the lomdes of the Chuvah Zarajah. But just as we said, I mean, this the Or HaShulchan says in connection with the Aloche Inun Hei. That inun hay, that im yeshli gimur aglayim treifo, the whole yesak notodomi, uchilu chosar egl echadu, So the Prechodosh is Masik and the Machaber. And the Prechodosh says that in view of the fact that we passed, like the Shita of Rashi and the Rambam, that Kol Yesek not Kdome simply implies that whenever there is an additional Eiver, so it's considered as if it had been deficient in that Eiver, so the mail, it doesn't make any difference where this additional leg is attached, whether it is attached at any other position in the leg. So we said, this is what the Or HaShulchan says, that even though the Mechaber and the Ramo, they both passed like Rashi and the Rambam, but in this case, if the leg is not attached, so then it doesn't have the tzura of a leg, so it has the tzura of an appendage, of a dildo. And the Ramah says it in so many words. So maybe we could say the same thing in this Ramah too. This is well taken, this pshat. So now we don't have to say that this Ramah rejects the longness of the Rashbo, the Jewish Rashbo. We can say that the Ramo agrees with the longness of the Rashbo, the Ramo's Rashbo, that the aloche of Kol Yesek not Dome, so is not based upon any Chayim, that a Yeser could be Chayim. But here there are two questions that have to be considered. First of all, there is a haloche that Chaseira Sareye, Nitula Sareye, or Nitulas Una Sareye, is slave. Nitulas Una Sareye is slave. And so Mimele, and there is Aloche of Kol Yesek in Otodomi. So just as Chaseiras Hareye, or Chaseiras Uma Sareye, or Chaseiras Una Sareye is slave, because Chaseira Pichisore of Unasarei or Umasarei is a major organic defect. So Mimele, if there is a Yeser, if it has a Yeser, Yeseras Uno is also a major organic defect. Now the question is, what if you have a split of portion that every time the long is an excessive split of portion and the long, and every time the long is inflated, so that's that pizzu, that excessive portion, he falls into the depression and becomes and becomes flush even with the rest of the lung. So one question is, maybe it should be considered as a seras nisaraseiva. Maybe it's a major organic defect. So as far as that argument is concerned, so the Ramo could agree with the Rashba that it's not considered as a Yisera Seiver, and therefore, and consequently, it should be a major organic defect, because it doesn't have the tzure of an additional lung. Because every time when the lung is inflated, and the lifetime of the behemoth, the lung is always in a state of inflation. So Mimele, it falls into the depression and it becomes flush with the lung. So it doesn't have the, so Bechai Abemo, it did not have the tzure of an additional labor. So Mimele, it could not be prayed for on the basis of Kol Yesek not alone. But then we have another aloche. We have aloche, let's say, a sirche is makrib the behemah. So according to Teisves, the reason is why a sirche is makrib. So Rashi says a sirche is makrib the behemah because it's possibly nokiv. On the contrary, because it's symptomatic of a nekev that took place already. But Teisves says that a sirche is treife because it is symptomatic of a future nekev that is destined to occur. And we have the same machlokes rishonim in regard to the case of treibuye dismicha adode. We'll soon learn about it in the next siman of treibuye dismicha adode. So it's treif for treibuye dismicha adode. if the pus from one abscess does not flow into the other. So if it flows shachala dode, so then it's considered like one. But if it's loy shachala dode, so trei buye dismichala dode is treife. So Rashi explains it again on the basis that it's symptomatic of a nekev that already occurred. And the Ran explains it, and the Rambam also explains it on the basis of a nekev that already occurred. Trei buye dismichala dode. But the Ran in Chulun explains it on the basis of a future nekev, because of if that it's destined. So it's destined to a heavy nekev. To a heavy nekev. So it's, in other words, like ossibri sparing according to Ram. So in other words, so we see that according to many rishonim, even if there is no nekev in the world, but if there is such a marking in the lung, there is such a condition in the lung that a future nekev is destined to occur, so it already becomes a trigger. I mean, that's muhach from Tesvis' explanation of a sirche, of the talfe of a sirche, and from the Ram's explanation of the talfes of trein buedis licha adode. So memele the Ram. The Ram could agree with the Lomdes of the Rashbo and say that Kol Yesek Notol Dome is higher, and still it is treife, because that's the Aloch, that this is what Aloch L'Mishmi Sinai tells us. And what's the Pshat in Aloch L'Mishmi Sinai? The Pshat in Aloch L'Mishmi Sinai is that just as a Chasira Seiver is a certain type of a Chasira Seiver constitutes a major organic defect, so Yisera-Seiver also constitutes a major organic defect. Now, so in the case, in connection with the Pitzel, so it could not be considered as a treife on the score of Yisera-Seiver, because it doesn't have the Tzure or Beneime or Nune. But then another question arises, for the same reason that the Sirche is matri de Beine. Why? Because it's destined to heavy nekev. For the same reason that the Ram says that Trei Buye Nismicha Adode is treife. Why? Because it's ossibri sparik and to form a nekev. So here too, it should be treife on the score of ossibri nokev. So the Ramo says, if the pitzlore is bigabor, so then it's not safely spike. But if it's bigabor, it is safely spike. So then it is a treife on the basis of nikubasare. In other words, and according to Teisves, and according to the Ram, not only an actual nikubasare, an actual nikubasare is treife, even a potential nikubasare, where it's destined to have a nekev, is also. But he agrees with the longness of the Rashi. So that's well taken. I mean, this pshat in the Rambam. Now, this pshat in the Rambam is well taken. Now, so either pshat is all right. Now, as a matter of fact, since I mentioned that we'll have that constantly, I mean, in the next few simonim, I mean, the possibility of a treife that is grounded not in an actual nekev that already occurred, but in a potential nekev that is destined to occur. In a potential nekev that is destined to occur. I mean, how so? Not all the shenim agree that there is such a treife. I mean, that's a big chidesh, tasteless. Teisves in Chum, Teisves in Chum, when it says Daf Mem Zayin Omedalev, when he says Ligabe Yisirche, so he says Voyonir Liforish, the Rigila Asir Cholove,
בכל מוקים בראי, בלוי נקר, מתיך שישאה בסכום מיני משקה, ועוד יתריפה שלו כסדרון, היינו משום שסייפו להספרק, וחושב כנקובו, כיוון שסייפו לנוקים.
But Rashi, שיטרי, is no, that that doesn't make the behemoth into a treife. But only when there is an actual nekim. And the Ran Shite, in the Ran's Shite, in explaining treibuiris michadot, they also agrees that if it's evil in okay, so it's a treife. Now, if we say, now, Rashi Lishitose, I think, that Rashi Lishitose could not explain Sirches on the basis of Sefer Enochim, because Rashi Shiti is that the Enochayo is only an accidental fact. So that means that all treifes according to Rashi is grounded in Aloch Lemishim Sinai. So why is Nikumesare treifo? Because Aloch Lemishim Sinai says so. No other reasons. So the Mele Aloch Lemishim Sinai says that Nikumesare is treifo. But that doesn't mean that Ositli Nokim is also treif, unless the Aloch Lemishim Sinai will declare in so many words not only Nikumesare is treif, but a behemoth that is destined to become a Nikumesare is also treif. But we have to have such Aloch Lemishim Sinai. Where does the Gemara mention that there is such Aloch Lemishim Sinai? So why can Tesis explain that way? So we have to say that according to Tesis, every treifo is a treifo is because it's nitalomus, because it's in chayo. In chayo is the basis of the treifo. So the main Tesis says, what difference does it make whether it already has a nekev, or within due course it will develop a nekev, within due course. So the mele, it's nekev almost anyway. Mashenke, according to Rashi, that the fact that it's nekev almost does not make it a treifo, it's just a coincidence that it's nekev almost. A treifo is a treifo because it's a treifo, and Aloch Lemishim Sinai says, this mark makes it in the treifo. So just because the Aloch Lemishim Sinai says, that Nikuvo is a treifo, it doesn't mean that Osir Linokim is a treifo. You see, according to the Rashi, that Enochayo is an essential fact, but it's not an essential fact per se. It's not the Inchayo per se that makes it into a treifo, but the Inchayo only determines that the organic defect, that a certain organic defect is a major organic defect. So maybe we can understand Tesis Shite and the Ran Shite. So for the same reason that an actual Nekev makes a behemoth in treifo, because an actual Nekev is a major organic defect. So if there is a certain condition, let's say sirche or treibuiris michadode, a certain condition in the lung that makes it nitalomus, that makes it almost, so it's also a major organic defect. So it's also a major organic defect. Mashenkin according to Rashi. That every treife is grounded in Aloch Lemishim Sinai. So just because we have Aloch Lemishim Sinai that Nikumesare is a treife, it does not follow that Osir Linokim is also a treife. Yes, what is it?
But in some places Rashi explained because of Osir Linokim.
Yeah, there is one Loshen in Rashi. So that one Loshen in Rashi, that explains it on the basis of Osir Linokim could not accord with Rashi's Shite in Sirches.
Well, he explains Kulia.
What?
He explains Lakusa by Kulia, I think.
By what?
By Kulia, I think. He
Yeah, by kulya, by kulya. So that cannot accord. That cannot accord with Rashi's shite of Treifes. So that could be explained either as another shite in Treifes, or it could be explained with the shite of Rambam. I mean, the way if we say that could be explained according to shite of Rambam, that besides the Treifes of Halacha Mishum Sinai, there is a Treife of Nitalons. I'm aware of this Rashi. All right, now. Now, the two, similar with what? The two. Horeye yeishlo shnei krumim. Nikev zebel izek sheiro. Achi nokvu shnei. Achi nokvu shnei. Vafilu niglat krumaelien kulei sheiro. Even if the krumaelien was peeled off completely, so it's still sheiro. Umi utzrich abdik. Because the fact that it was niglat, it was peeled off, so that creates erayas, establishes erayas, it's sofik. Maybe the other krum was also nika. Because of Rashbo, she nikvu shneyem, ze shaloi keneged ze kshem. Now, the Gemara doesn't discuss the din of ze keneged ze ligabere. The Gemara discusses the contrast between ze nikav ze shaloi keneged ze in Kukivon and Nikav Zeh Shaloi Keneged Zeh invasion. The Gemara Daf Mem Gimel. So the Gemara says Iboyavu Nikvu Zeh Shneim Zeh Shaloi Keneged Zeh Oma Marzut Chemishmin Rav Popet Veishet Posha Bin Kukivon Posa Maskiv Rav Ashe Adarabe Veishet Yochel Beyu Payabey Rava Gamdalei Poshalei. So there is constant vibrations because of the Veshet, so Zim Nisan Zimbad Adodi. So the Mele, and this is where the way passed, like Ravash. Not like Mazut Remish Megrav Popper. But Kurke, when the Menach Nayach, like in the Koikon. So the Gemara says that by Kurke, the Aloch is that both membranes, the keys, as it is called, the keys, and the kukivon, so have to be perforated. Now, and by veishet, both membranes have to be perforated. Now the question is, suppose both membranes are punctured, but it's not zeshalik negative. So Rav Asher says that by veishet, if both membranes are punctured, even though it says it's not zekeneged zeh, so it's treife. Why? Because even though it's not zekeneged zeh, it's not zekeneged zeh. Let's say here the nekef, this is the outer membrane and this is the inner membrane. And let's say in the outer membrane that it's punctured here, and in the inner membrane a little below, not mamish keneged, but a little below. But in view of the fact that there are constant vibrations taking place in the veishet, so mainly because of the vibrations, the two nikovim might coincide because of the vibrations. So mainly, then it will be kinzek and negetzek. So mainly it's treifeh. But in the kukavon, there are no vibrations. So mainly, there is no opportunity for the two nikovim to coincide one with another. So it's there, if it's there, shaloi keneged zeh, so even though both are punctured, so it's kshel. So this is the Gemara Daf Mem Gimel. But the Gemara does not discuss the case of tunikovim zeh shaloi keneged zeh in the two krumim derei. But Rashbo says, because of Rashbo, shenikvu shneyem zeh shaloi keneged zeh kshel. Now, the Ramo will mention a Shittes Rishenim that is Chelik on Rashbo. In other words, according to Rashbo, so Reye, he is analogous to Kukim, not to Veshet. But there is a shita that is analogous to Beish. Niklu vola bekrum, v'nistam treiv. Niklu vola bekrum, v'nistam treiv. Reya shemitzio keil, kishenikru. In other words, krum sholom achmasamako inikru. Reya shemitzio keil kishenayifrimese. Im yedim heichon akil yeitze. We learned that in Gemara. Manichin alei simokim kashu neitzo, v'nayifrimese. Im ivatz betzes treiv. V'imlav kshel, because so if it's mivatz betzes, if it bubbles, so it's a raya that there is a nekev. V'imlav kshel, v'imeyedi meichon yitze akel. So then we can attest it by placing kash or a feather on that spot because we don't know where the spot is. So then there's another way of testing it. Masimim kulo bichli sheyesh b'mayim v'nefchizo. Im ha'mayim mivatz betzin treifo. V'im lav, but if it doesn't bubble, so it's kshel. So then the question is, so we say there is no nekev. So why does it produce a sound? The answer is one membrane is nokuv, the other membrane is not nokuv. So the wind passes and it cannot go through. It cannot pass out. So the melee, it causes vibrations. That's why there is a sound. That's why a sound. But it means that test will determine as to whether there is an ekev in both membranes or just an ekev in one membrane. So the Gemara says, the water shouldn't be very cold, it shouldn't be hot. Lukewarm. Kshel, v'im ein mokim lisleis v'adova sofik im nikvo mechayim v'av eisim nekev achar etzlei im emdeinim kshel shekmo shezeh nasa hashchita kach nasa rishin v'im ein emdeinim treiv shevadai horishin nasa lifnei hashchita. That's what I shriti. I mean, there's Gemara Daf Nun that we learned that makifim b'reiv. Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Lezad, Amret Abaye, Daf Nun Amud Aleph, Makifim Berei, Omar Robe, Eloi Amon, Beis Arugo, Av Maruga, Aruga, Loi, Vilkas Af Maruga, Aruga, from one mother long to the other mother long. Midako, Midako, Umigaso, Ligaso, Av Loi, Migaso, Midako, Viloi, Midako, Ligaso. So there are two pshat. There's a machlekes between the Rif and Rashi, in the pshat. What does the Gemara mean? Migaso, dafke migaso, midako lidako, migaso ligaso, ligaso midako, midako ligaso. So according to one pshat, it means, in other words, we can only be makiv a behima gaso with behima gaso. But in the behima gaso itself, we can be makiv one behima to the other. One behima to the other. So, and then he says, another pshat is that it means, migasu lidako means that we cannot compare a nume with a nune. Now, the two mentions both pshat. So he says, vimen and demin treif, shivade orish naslet neashriti. Umidami, migasu lidako, midako lidako, midako lidako, midako lidako. Upir shavalfes, shemidami, mirriyo lereya acheres.